other stuff that we don't even think to ask about yeah. that has changed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your animals probably, I don't think I heard of
any. They don't seem to mind much on that sort of what's happening. The chickens, I can't recall either.
So it hasn't changed how much they lay or any of that stuff?
Not that I can recall,
okay.
no.
And it didn't seem to frighten them. Where was it, over here or someplace?
Right over here in this corner. When they did this corner, I wasn't home at that time, but there was a buggy coming up the road just after the curve down there. And when they blasted, it was so noisy and it scared the horse that it almost got away from the woman.
Oh, that was Barbara.
Barbara Gingrich.
Gingrich, yeah. She was,
so she was riding her horse?
No, a buggy.
Oh, a buggy, okay.
And she was going on this road, and they just happened to blast about the time the horse was as close as it could be.
Right.
And the horse freaked out and ran, and she couldn't control it.
Oh, my God.
And then somehow it got to a curve or something and stopped. Or somehow they managed to get control mm-hmm. of it. But they could have rolled that buggy.
Oh, yeah.
And she wrote that up for me.
She did, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
wow.
It seemed like there was some other thing. But this animals that were in the field, right, sort of closer to the thing was, I didn't see them respond in any way. I mm-hmm.
But I was real glad that when they were blasting back over here this spring, I think the flight was up, the trucks were working just on the other side of this hill. The middle tree is the second tree there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just on the other side of it. And on this side, the Daniel over here has a field that he was working in. And I think the team out there was going back and forth. I just thought to myself, well, if I don't miss my guess, as soon as that team comes up to the barn, they're going to be blasting. And that's what happened.
Mm.
As soon as the team was up here by the barn, they blasted.
So
it wasn't just once. Every time, as long as the team was back there, they didn't blast. They waited until the team came up to the house and then
they blasted. Oh, so they were. Someone was paying attention then.
Yep.
Okay.
So what does this red flag look like? Is it like high up in the sky? Where do they put
them? It's on a pole, and they have
is it 14, 18 feet up maybe?
Yeah, and it's in specific places kind of around the outside of this whole mine area.
It's pretty obvious.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's only up on the day that they're going
to
blast.
Okay.
To give people warnings that they're going to do it that day.
So that's the warning. There's no horn or anything. It's just
then when they, just before they blast, if they do have an air horn, go off.
Yeah.
To warn
and that's
workers
within, what,
or whatever.
A minute or two before the blast, the
yeah,
horn blows.
About a minute or so, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know, do they still do that, or can you hear
it? Oh, yeah, they
yet?
Still do it, but we don't hear much of it because they're up behind the hill.
Yeah.
Right.
So the blasting, I mean, the horn would be kind of nearby where the actual blast is going to take
right.
place. It,
yep.
It's not at a specific site. Like
right. So, like, if it's over here in the corner right here, they might be over behind the hill on this, or this hill, down behind.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on the top, they're down behind.
Yeah.
So, usually it's once a week, though. But then you had this big stretch from August to September where it was like, not, they didn't do it at all.
Right.
But usually they're blasting once a week.
Two times a week.
Okay.
Wow. It's more 2 times a week than once a week.
Right.
Yeah, that was quite regular, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Has it gotten to the point where you're just now used to this blasting?
Oh, yeah. It's just a normal thing, I guess.
Right, but it wasn't normal 10 years ago.
I don't know.
And then the same thing with the light pollution. That was really bad, too. And then they made, somehow they forced them to put some kind of shades or something on
those. So it's pointing down.
So it narrowed the field
right.
of light.
Right.
And that was helpful. Didn't you think, Tunis, that made it much better?
It made it quite a bit better. I could sit on the ladder here and read a newspaper from their life.
Really?
Well, after they done something to return it, or whatever, I couldn't do it then. They still were bright. But I discovered that through the night, when you come out, there's more light out here then.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they kind of turn it or whatever, or give it whatever, until everybody can bet, and then they brighten it.
Oh, you think that's what they do?
They do.
Well, we came back from our meeting last night, and it was, I don't know, 9 o'clock or something like that, and it just seemed like the lights were really bright, but they were working then, and so I thought, well, maybe they quit working at 9:30 or 10, and then they'll dim them.
Right. No, it stays that way.
Wow.
They work all the way through, all through night.
Oh, so then that's probably what they do then. They dim them while people are going to bed, and once they're asleep,
crank them back up.
Yeah.
Something in that way, because I came out to, it was last night, night before, I came out around, it was probably 2 o'clock, and I was astonished at how bright it was out here.
2 in the morning?
From their light.
From their light.
This was last night?
The night before.
Okay.
Night before. I'm astonished how bright.
Well, when you go to bed at night, it's dimmer. It's dimmer than that.
Right.
So then, there you go.
That's what they're trying to accommodate the
right.
Neighbors.
Let them get to sleep, and then we'll just,
then we'll just
go back to work.
Up again.
When do they say they're going to be done mining this seam?
I don't know. They had said when they start 30 years, but I don't think it's going to take
30 years.
No, I don't either, because they're doing it more and faster. But then they're adding, you know, that 40 acres, they already owned that, didn't they? And they just got permission to work it now.
Yeah.
That was the deal. So how much other acreage do they own that they can still work?
Well, it's Johnny's land over there. Johnny Pettit. And then that 80 that starts from the berm over from Paul Whaley's, crossroad from Vernon.
Oh, so is that Paul Whaley's land, or who's
yeah.
it?
Are these individuals?
He sold that to them.
Yeah.
Are these individuals you're talking about Amish, or are they just?
No.
They're English.
Well, wait.
They're English.
Yeah.
Paul Whaley.
Paul is. Right?
And Johnny Pettis.
Oh, Pettis. Yeah. Yeah, they're English.
That's.
Can
that's,
you say that? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We were just talking. We don't think any Amish person sold their farm to them. Now, you said that one sold a little corner.
Well, even if Ethel was there, he did the back. He had a 30 on the other side of the,
mm-hmm.
the railroad track. He sold that to them so they could get their firm in there.
Oh. So
I don't know what would have happened if he wouldn't have. I don't think they could have built it.
Wow.
But he did. I don't know.
Do you think he's like I heard that Paul Whaley was saying he was, you know, really unhappy that he had sold to them now that he sees what they're doing.
But he's not now, so.
Well, it's too late.
Right.
But as far other than that, do you think that anybody else has sold any land to them?
Nope.
Most people are standing firm, aren't they? And just
there's a guy from Minnesota that came into Eau Claire once. And we had some kind of meeting going on there. I'm not sure what it was. But he came to our house. We had a good little visit once. And he said that the sand mines are doing everything they can to try to run us out so to get more land.
The Amish community.
Yep.
Who's this guy from Minnesota?
Yeah, he's...
Jim Gurley?
No, his name was Ronnie Lodge.
What was his job? What was his title?
He does Atlas Adjustments.
He's what?
Atlas Adjustments.
Atlas Adjustments.
What's an atlas?
In the neck there, the top vertebrae.
Oh.
And he guarantees it if it checks and is out there. You do it for nothing next time or whenever. So you're supposed to stay there for life.
Really? Mm.
And he had a meeting in Eau Claire for that purpose. And he heard somebody say there that they're trying here to do anything they can to run us out. And I can see it.
How does that take form, shape?
Well,
how does running you out, how does that manifest? How does that
look? Well, they're trying every little thing to see what we do with.
for example?
Like
your water?
One of the workers. Oh, they run through here like crazy. I mean, they drive through here like crazy.
Okay.
One day we see there were two trucks running side by side down the road.
Side by side.
And we told the manager about it, or the manager, and he said, that's not going to stay. That's not going to be that way with my workers. And it happened. I mean, it never happened after that.
Right.
But all their speed that they go through here is just uncalled for.
Right. And a lot of it is the drivers that are hauling the sand.
Mm-hmm. And then they, when they go around you, there's not much room between you and them.
They don't cut a wide swath around you.
And then they cut right back in front of you.
Right.
That spooks the horses?
Some of them it does, and others it doesn't.
Right.
And I have been going up the road with my cart already. That was last spring. And there was another cart coming from the other way, and there was a truck coming behind. I think it was one of the workers. And, he was flying. He was just coming up the road like, I was wondering, what's going to do? Because he's going to meet us right there.
Yeah, almost at the same place.
Almost the same place there. He didn't slow down. He came on. I took the ditch, so he got the way to get through.
Oh my God.
Still wasn't much between us when he had been passed. From both vehicles, from both cars.
What happens when you take the ditch? Does your car turn over? No,
well, it wasn't much but the ditch right there at that time.
Okay.
Thankfully,
oh my gosh. And there was a curve right behind us.
A what?
A curve.
Well, right behind you.
There by Paul Woody's house.
Yeah.
There's a curve behind it. As you go up toward town.
Yeah.
I had just boy around the curve.
Okay.
When this happened. And here he comes flying around there.
He's about to hit another curve.
If there would have been another car coming, what would have happened?
Yeah.
He'd been...
killed somebody.
So is this... So...
I never said anything about to nobody. I decided I don't have no proof who he was, but he was done so quick.
Huh.
But it was some truck driver from there.
I know it was because it had this uniform on that they used.